Excuse me, what is this?
Sweet and low?
No. This is not sweet and low. This is equal. Blue packet. Sweet and low is pink. See? Equal blue, sweet and low pink. It's not the same thing, is it?
Well, I think they both contain the same...
What equal contains is not my concern here. I don't care if it has fucking fairy dust in it. What I am concerned with is detail. I asked you to go get me a packet of sweet and low. You bring me back equal. That isn't what I asked for. That isn't what I wanted. That isn't what I needed. And that shit isn't going to work around here.
I just thought...
You thought. Do me a fucking favor. Shut up, listen, and learn. Look, I know that this is your first day and you don't really know how things work around here, so I will tell you. You have no brain. No judgment calls are necessary. What you think means nothing. What you feel means nothing. You are here for me. You are here to protect my interests and to serve my needs. So while it may look like a little thing to you, when I ask for a packet of sweet and low, that's what I want. And it is your responsibility now to see that I get what I want. Am I clear?
So it's kind of a funny move. We're sitting here and I'm getting everything together and we're just kind of, you know, bullshitting back and forth while I'm setting everything up. And I look over and I see that Napier is talking into the microphone when we're not doing the podcast.
No, I'm just holding the microphone.
You're holding it up to your mouth.
You saw it. I don't know what I'm doing. This is...
it was awesome. I just thought
it never... I'm just holding it.
Napier was totally in podcast mode.
I'm always in podcast mode.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then we had like two conversations that would have been perfect for the podcast. Like, fuck, Mike, see, get this shit going.
That's how life has become.
I know. It's
every
terrible.
Time we have a conversation now, I'm like, fuck, we should have saved that. It's like I don't even want to be either of your friends anymore. But I need you because I don't have that many friends.
I can kick you in the testicles
well,
if that
so
works.
So explain what you were talking about. So your girlfriend works at a grocery store.
Yeah, and... people, for some whatever reason, I don't know where they've drawn this conclusion, but they think that I'm rich. And, like, they mention Laura's rich boyfriend, and, like, you know, it's like a rumor going around that I'm really rich.
Right.
And she hasn't corrected them, and it's kind of funny, you know. But what pissed me off is the other day she mentioned... We were talking about going down to the lake, and you know, my grandma owns a place
right.
down at the lake, and so she was. They were saying, "Oh, well, where are you going?" And she goes, "Oh, you know, Mike's parents have a place down at the lake," and I got angry because I was like, "Shit! Now you're saying that my parents have a place down at the lake, so now it seems like I'm coming from money.
Right.
I'm not successful on my own. I got money from somebody else. Now they just think I'm a spoiled rich kid. I'm not a successful businessman or whatever.
Not successful businessman.
I'm not, but I think it's funny. I want to keep it going.
So, but they've seen you pick her up, though,
yeah,
right?
I mean, I drive a 99 Chevy Malibu.
Exactly.
Wear
so wouldn't that pretty
pants.
Much wouldn't that pretty much kill it immediately?
Well, maybe
apparently not.
Maybe it's supposed to be trendy, like, oh well, you know, I got money, but you know, I drive around
yeah,
in
I
this
don't flaunt it.
Yeah.
Well, seeing sweatpants are like one of those rich man poor man things.
Yeah.
You remember on the Corolla
yeah.
they do that. It's like either you're really poor or you're super rich.
Yeah.
One of the two.
I just think it's funny, but yeah. So I got kind of mad at her because. You know, she said, oh, well, his parents. And I was like, well, my parents? Shit! Now I'm no longer successful.
Now you're just a
now
spoiled
Now I'm a
brat,
spoiled
yeah.
douchebag, yeah.
Good job.
Napier's sitting there talking on the microphone.
I'm not! I had it by... I was just holding it! This is how I hold things! It's so not like we have a stand, and I was like putting my lips on, like. So give me some of that.
Welcome back.
Yay.
I've been told by multiple people that the podcast now sucks without you. All of a sudden, we need you. Like,
I didn't hear it, to be fair.
Yeah. No,
I didn't hear bad reviews, so.
Yeah. So, Napier. And
I thought the ending was funny.
I'll go back and listen to it.
Yeah. Napier's admitted to me that he's never gone back and listened to one ever.
No, I've never. I don't.
He probably doesn't even know how to get to the website. He had to read it off the paper the one time, but
I think they're funny. I mean, legitimately, I think they're funny in retrospect. It's always odd to listen to yourself talk and listen to things you were in the room for. But still, I like forget about some of the stuff that happens, and every once in a while, I actually laugh. I'm like, wow, I forgot that was kind of funny.
Next day at work, like I insist on listening to it because I like to go back through and make sure that, like, you know, there wasn't anything that, like,
yeah,
really screwed up. The very first episode, me and Napier had, like, music going over us for about 10 minutes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We didn't even realize it was going on. And
right.
So, like, I'm always just obsessing that that's going to happen.
Well, now
again,
we don't bring the little computer to hook things up anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? I've also, that just made me think, because somebody said they didn't like when I played the sound effects. And you know what? I'm tired of listening to people say shit isn't good and then listening to them. Fuck you. I'm not listening to you anymore. If you don't think it's funny, well, I'm not going to say don't listen. Because
you want them to listen.
Yeah, I want
them
to listen.
But
I don't give a rat's ass if anybody ever listens to any of this shit.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does.
No.
I think that Podbean just, like, throws up something just to, you know, make me feel happy. We're almost to, like, 1,700 unique site views, though.
Yeah,
that seems like a lot.
Yeah,
it?
But how many people listen, like, each one? Like, 50?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how to read any of that stuff.
1,700 unique ones. That's pretty
impressive.
Doesn't that
seem like a lot?
No.
We're not even to 20.
It's like
a place on the web. Anybody can get to it by typing in dicks. I mean, it's not really, you know.
Like a whole, like, high school gym full of people listening to us bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, but once, and probably you have no idea if they even listen.
And there's no way they
came. They just came
seconds
to the website.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they clicked.
Who's
on
your Twitter friend, Mike?
Who?
You have a Twitter friend.
I have lots of Twitter friends. I bullshit.
There's someone that you were
them
talking about that I saw because I kept getting mentioned in it.
Oh no, I just throw you in every now and then because I
just to keep me in the loop.
Yeah. But, well, you do.
Virus database has been updated.
Oh,
damn.
Go Avast. Nero's best friend.
Napes, guess what?
What?
My virus update just went through just now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, I just talk to people on Twitter, you know.
So the other day, you know, Follow Friday on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll have to explain it to Napier because he didn't know what the fuck Twitter is.
No, I don't.
On Fridays, people put names of people they follow who they think are funny or whatever, and it's called Follow Friday. So if Mike goes, hey, here's 5 people to follow, maybe I'll go through and look at them and go, oh, yeah, I'll follow that guy too. Follow Friday is what it's called. So, like, last Friday or 2 Fridays ago, I get, like, 10 notices. And I'm on, like, 10 Follow Fridays from people I've never heard of before, never seen before. I don't follow them. No idea who they are. There's 10 of them that say, hey, follow this guy. I don't even tweet. I tweet, like, twice a year. So it's got to be just a typo or something. But it's just very strange. Like, what? Who? It's, like, weird Japanese people, like, following me.
You know what?
So one person probably did, and then the rest of them probably just retweeted that. What is going on in this place?
Mike's phone's
my
ringing.
My phone's dinging. The antivirus.
Why do you have a landline? Who has a landline?
I have a landline.
We don't ever answer it, and we don't ever, like, use it, but I have internet, so we
I have internet.
For the internet.
Well, it's included. I mean, I got Charter. It's, like, practically nothing.
It's, like 12.
It's practically
it's like
nothing.
$12.
Yeah. $12, and you never use it.
I mean, we call.
Yeah, what happens if your cell phone goes out? Mike's fucking iPhone thing has been spidered for God knows
that
how long.
Who knows when that thing. Next month, baby. Next month, I'm getting an update.
Me too.
An update? You mean an upgrade?
Upgrade, yeah.
The iPhone 4 comes out next month. Me and Mike are both jizzing our pants over it.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't care about
you
that.
You have an answering machine?
Yeah.
What
do you
the
have
fuck?
My
you have an answering machine?
You want to call me sometime?
I want to call you just so I can hear what the answering machine says.
Yeah. Yeah.
People still have answering machines? Don't you have voicemail or...
Napier.
Yeah.
I bought four house phones. Like, they came in like a four cordless phone set.
That must have been a big ass box.
An answering machine on it.
Yeah.
You, like, I have four phones in this house.
Yeah.
How many did you just hear?
One.
One. You want to know why? Because three of them are somewhere in this apartment dead. I have no idea where they are. We
I used to have pets like that.
We have three dead cordless phones somewhere in this apartment. I have no idea where they are.
I'm pretty sure there is a brown, like, teddy bear mouse somewhere dead in my house for the last 5 years, or it's the fattest fucking thing on this planet.
What's a teddy bear mouse?
It's like a little, it's this tiny little mouse you get at a pet store.
It's
my little sister bought it, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know if I killed it or it escaped, but either way it bit me, and something happened to it later.
You and I have kind of had a disagreement kind of...
We have disagreements?
Spawning under the surface for... That's probably not the right word. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Right.
Animosity?
Underneath the surface.
Lurking?
Lurking underneath the surface for a long time. And a guy I knew in high school I was talking to on the Facebook, and he's a chef. And I think that he would be the perfect person to settle a disagreement that you and I have had.
Over?
I didn't tell him why I was calling him, but I did tell him that I was going to call him. So
yeah.
I'm actually going to do that.
Who's the chef person? What's his name?
I want to know where he's a chef.
Do I know this chef?
What kind of culinary training he's had?
Well, maybe we'll have to learn all that.
Are you going to put it on speaker?
It is on speaker. It doesn't sound very loud, though, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Roy.
Yeah.
Mike.
What's up?
We're doing the podcast right now.
Okay.
Have you listened to the podcast?
I have before, yes.
Yeah. Well, you should listen to all of them because I'm very entertaining.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Anyway, I found out that you're some kind of like chef or something.
Yes, that is correct. Aspiring chef.
Aspiring chef.
Right now, I'm just a cook. Yeah, I'm aspiring to be a
chef. So you work in a kitchen?
Yes.
Okay, well, that qualifies you to answer the question that I have.
I worked in a pizza.
I just need your ruling on something. And I mean, you know, I can get Jesse's ruling, but, you know, what good is that?
Right.
Yeah, but you work in a kitchen, so therefore you're... okay, anyway. You're running a kitchen, right? And there's a scuffle in the back, and it's... there's an accusation thrown out there that one of your cooks spit on something. And he says, no, I didn't spit on that. And so you believe him, why not, you know, whatever. And years later, you find out that he didn't spit on it, he licked it.
Okay.
He was lying to you, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes, because if he licked it, then he spit on it, right? I mean,
well,
it's
no,
the same spitting is
the
act of... Yeah, it's the same thing. So
okay,
just so he spit on it. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I needed.
Okay.
Thank you for clearing that up for me.
No problem.
All right.
All right.
Bye bye.
Okay, for clarification.
He spit on the fucking pizza.
Okay,
baby.
For clarification, let's say that there was a dick in front of my mouth and I hocked a loogie on it. Does that mean I ran my tongue down its shaft?
No.
No, totally different things.
So. Yeah, it's totally different. Whatever.
No. Okay. But if you ran the tongue down the shaft,
yeah,
you kind of spit on it.
Well, no,
there is
saliva.
Saliva.
Okay.
Cock.
Okay. Okay. You know those.
So just because you didn't really tell the truth doesn't mean you didn't lie.
No, I didn't lie. Yes. I didn't spit on it,
Jesse.
I licked it.
It's one of those things. Like, technically, did he spit on
it? Either use the correct verbiage or don't. You could have said, well, what did you do to the pizza? And I would have said, I didn't spit on it. I licked it. You said, did you spit on it? I said no. And the conversation ended. That was the end. There was no forward. There was no, but what did you do to the pizza? Did you stick your finger in your ass and wipe it? No, I didn't do that either. Well, what did you do? Did you run your tongue down it? Well, yeah, I did that.
So in all, so you have to specifically say, right. Well, did you lick it?
Well, no, you didn't ask for more information. Why would I give you more information for something you didn't ask for? Say it. Say I'm right.
I think you are, though.
You're both right-ish.
I'm the best kind of right. I'm technically right.
I think Mike's more right-ish.
More right-ish?
No,
oh, my God, what is going on?
No, spit is a distinct thing that is completely at odds with
the world
thinking.
Of food preparation. It doesn't matter how the spit got there. The question is there saliva from you on that pizza?
He didn't ask about saliva. He asked about spit.
The answer would be yes.
So I signed the wheelbarrow full of dicks up for a MySpace account.
Oh, yeah?
I was bored at work the other day,
right.
And I don't know what. And MySpace sent out so many fucking emails. Like, I was looking for my notes on things that I wanted to discuss, and I can't find it with all the MySpace shit.
Like what?
And I don't even know why I signed us up for a MySpace. It's not like I'm going to update our shit on MySpace. I mean, it was completely meaningless. I was just thinking of free social networks that we could have a presence on, and I was like, oh yeah, MySpace, I remember that. But it was completely worthless.
They say some people still use MySpace, but it's like all like retards.
Yeah, and country bumpkins on 56.
Sounds like our target demographic, doesn't it?
That,
yeah,
retards. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should
shit kickers and chicken fuckers.
So what's the deal with Pokemon? So
that was one of the things that we discussed while Napier was holding the microphone up when we weren't doing a podcast.
So Napier was telling us that Pokemon, the guy who invented Pokemon.
He's getting that look on his face. I need to calm down, Jesse. He's going to get mad.
Oh, shit. Let's not have that. I don't
I am not mad. Why do you always think I'm mad at you?
Okay.
Do you remember that time in the notes you said I wasn't allergic to a type of food?
Calm
and then
down.
For like years you kept like, Napier, don't be mad at me because I said you weren't allergic, and you turns out you were allergic.
Why would I tell you you were not allergic? Why would I know what you're allergic to?
I don't know. You did.
I you
said,
believe me?
Don't you know what you're allergic to? Why would I know what you're allergic to? Because you were giving me shit about it. And I said, well, no, I'm allergic to you. Like, you liar. Like,
and then you just ate it anyway?
Yeah.
Are you psychotic?
Well, I'm not going to die if I eat it.
Okay.
One of my friends once told me that he's never had jelly. He said, I've never had jelly, not ever. I'm like, well, why not? He's like, it just looks like something I wouldn't like. And then so we were all, you know, sitting around like, all right, bullshit on that. There's no way you've never had jelly. At some goddamn point, your mom made you a PBJ and told you to eat it. She's like, no. Nope.
Never happened.
Nope, my mom didn't make me PBJs because she knew I didn't like it. It's like, okay, while that may be true, at some point you had one to understand that you didn't like it. And he's like, nope.
Not the case?
Bullshit.
Huh.
I don't agree with
you. Sometimes
so my question is it fucking possible that a kid can go through life without having jelly? No, right?
I've never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Really?
What?
Never had one.
Huh.
I've had jelly sandwiches. I've had peanut butter sandwiches. I've never crossed the two.
Well, you know what freaks me out?
I'm about to blow your mind, Napier.
Yeah.
Put those motherfuckers together. It is gold.
Yeah, it is pretty good, actually.
It makes a great.
You know what? Sometimes you're in the mood for a peanut butter sandwich. Sometimes you're in the mood for a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I don't think I've ever had a jelly sandwich. But
no.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know when you go to McDonald's and get breakfast sandwiches?
Yes.
Why do they ask you if you want jelly? Are you going to put jelly on an Egg McMuffin? They
yes.
always ask.
Do they?
Jelly on an Egg McMuffin?
Yeah.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I've had it.
Is it gross?
No, it's not bad.
But why would you do it?
So he likes jelly on... Clearly, it's not like jelly in isolation. He likes jelly with other things.
Yeah.
But somehow, one of the most universal like combinations known to man, peanut butter and jelly.
Were you like, I'm not going to be part of your system? I'm not going to eat your
well,
PBJ?
Some people like...
I mean, you know that people eat peanut butter and jelly
yeah.
sandwiches, right?
Mike,
yeah,
do you
I understand that.
Jelly?
I believe I do, yeah.
I'll be back.
You know, some people eat peanut butter and banana sandwiches. I don't eat those
I don't know if I have bread.
Oh, goddamn, Mike.
I might have bread. I don't know. Hey, fix my lock while you're down there.
By the way, the jelly sandwiches I ate, it was two pieces of toast with a shitload of jelly in the middle, so it wasn't just like bread.
Yeah.
It was burnt bread.
You want to burn another Mike's Dad Answers Random Yahoo Answers questions?
Fuck yeah, do it.
All right, let's do it. Jesse's going to make you a sandwich. Jesse, make me a sandwich, too!
Okay. And put on a fuck me skirt!
And put on a fuck me skirt!
Ah, damn it. I probably have
Take off your pants.
And now Mike's dad answers random questions on Yahoo Answers. Can I fail a drug test by having sex the night before? I had sex with my girlfriend 30 minutes ago, and I'm worried it will make me fail because something I heard about protein or shit like that. No, she doesn't use any drugs.
No, you should be okay. Take plenty of drugs, have lots of sex, and you should be able to pass all of your tests. Good luck.
And this has been Mike's Dad Answers Random Questions on Yahoo Answers.
Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it?
I'm so fucking pissed right now.
Yeah. I would eat stuff that was 100 years old, but Laura's, like, obsessed with expiration dates. Like, I think she has them, like, marked on her calendar, like, you know, the mayonnaise.
Her alarm, yeah.
Yeah, like, she sets alarms on her phone, like, the mayonnaise expires on June 14th.
Well, jelly keeps for, like, ever, too.
Yeah. Well, I buy things of jelly and then forget I bought it and then buy another one. And so, like, we could have, like, five things of jelly.
Right.
But apparently they're all expired. Yeah. So, sorry.
Well,
about
they're
that.
All gone.
Next set. But Napier
next
is
time.
Enjoying a peanut butter
well,
sandwich.
I tried to make Napier a PBJ because I thought it'd be great to on live radio,
have
give
Napier.
Him a PBJ and let him experience how amazing it was. And then the jelly's gone and he just goes, well, there's still peanut butter.
Yeah, fuck yeah, there's still peanut butter.
And so he's eating peanut butter.
So
and he wondered why the bread was brown. I guess he's never seen wheat bread in his entire life.
Yeah.
No, because I'm a straight male.
Yeah.
Wow. One time I was at Subway.
Straight males only eat white
only
bread.
Eat
of course.
Bread.
That should be on a t-shirt, I think. Straight males only eat
one
white bread.
One time I was at a Subway. Okay. And the... You know, there's this lady in front of me, and the guy goes, okay, what kind of bread do you want, white or wheat? And she goes, well, what's the difference? And at first I thought, wow, you are a dumb bitch. Like, what's the difference between white and wheat? How old are you? But then I thought, how would you really explain that if someone's never had wheat bread? And be like, well, it's like a darker, but like, what dark? What does that mean for taste?
Yeah.
You just have to have it.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Does your breath smell like cum? Well, then wheat bread's for you. Enjoy, faggot.
You have a very manly perspective on a lot of things.
Yep.
I think you're a little bit too alpha male. Maybe like you're protesting.
Next time
too
we're
much.
Bringing in some goddamn jelly, we're making him a PBJ.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
Did you guys hear that? Napier, you are sitting down, right? You okay?
Yep.
Jimmy Dean died.
Did he have too many of his fucking sausages?
I think he was in his 80s, so I think he probably just died because he was old.
Oh. Well, that's lame.
Is that one of those things where, like, he was super famous back in, like, the, like, 30s or something? And then, like, now all he's really going to be known for is sausages?
Well, did he just put his name on the sausage, or did he have something
good
to
question.
Do with the creation of the sausage?
Don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, will our kids only know, like, Paul Newman from, like,
his shitty salad dressing out.
Like, yeah,
that's
I love
the salad dressing at McDonald's.
Like, no, you little retards. A great actor.
On my kid's 6th birthday, I don't give a fuck if it's a girl or a boy. We're going to sit down, we're going to watch Slapshot, and it's going to learn the fucking world word cunt. I've decided. And it has been decreed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got to almost wonder, you know, are our kids going to remember Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin as, you know, incredible stand-up comedians?
Right,
or
of course not.
By the shitty
Eddie Murphy was
friendly.
A stand-up comedian.
Oh, he was fantastic.
I saw one Eddie Murphy special, just one. That fucking Delirious or whatever the shit it
you
was.
You see Raw?
Raw is fantastic.
Oh my God, Napier.
You know what? Fuck that.
Fuck you, Eddie.
No, but
don't make fun of Stevie, motherfucker. That's fucked up.
Fuck that.
Now
Richard Pryor
like
and George Carlin are the only fuckers that matter.
That's not the question, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't think you're getting an argument from that. But
well,
Eddie
Steve
Murphy
Martin wasn't that
right.
good of a stand-up.
Yeah.
Steve
he was
Martin
a prop
was
dude.
Fantastic.
He had
Steve Martin
props
was
and
a,
shit. Didn't he?
Yeah, but he was fucking hilarious. Or even okay, let's not even talk about their stand-up comedy. Let's talk about their edgy, you know, roles in movies early on as opposed to the, you know...
You mean in the...
Cheaper by the Dozen 8 and Shrek and...
Daddy Day Camp.
Daddy Day Camp.
What was the one he was like an alien, Eddie Murphy, and he like...
Pluto Nash.
Oh, oh no, God, that was one of them, but there was a different one where he was actually...
Like a robot guy?
Yeah. Dave. You know what? Meet Dave wasn't that bad.
Oh, I saw it. I'll
fight you on Meet Dave just like I will Chris Gaines. Neither one were all that bad.
Nah,
you know, Adam Sandler has
also... Was Meet Dave a good movie? No. But it was it as universally shit on as it should have been?
Okay.
Probably not. Okay. What were you...
Adam Sandler has also cunted his comedy away.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Robin Williams did that a long time ago, though.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah. Robin Williams... I think Robin Williams just does anything that anybody ever mentions to him.
He's like, just like, all right.
Hey, you wanna play a guy who... You know, works in a one-hour photo booth and goes and shits at their house, and you know,
right?
Oh yeah, sure.
I'll say I've said it before. I'll say it again. Man of the Year is the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's pretty bad.
It's
yeah.
awful.
Yeah, it's awful. It yep. ranks up there with. Oh my God, I really don't want to admit this to you guys.
Yeah.
Laura made me go see Letters to Juliet.
Oh yeah. I heard that was pretty terrible, too.
Oh, my God. Now, here's the thing. I mean, it doesn't make much sense to sit around and critique Letters to Juliet, because you know it's bad to begin
right.
with. But what I will say about Letters to Juliet, if you are ever put in a position where you have to watch it, at some point in the movie, I'd say about at the 45-minute mark, is the hugest character shift in cinematic history.
Wow.
At some point in that movie, the super douchebag just flips a switch. I mean, it isn't explained. He doesn't have the aha moment. Nothing. Just all of a sudden, it's like...
Mr. Perfect.
It's like Purple Rain. The other Prince movie.
Under the Cherry Moon?
Like, he fired the director halfway.
Yes.
Only this was the writer. They fired the writer halfway through.
And then
but
a different
then he
guy
didn't,
just came in, yeah.
He didn't, like, start over. He was like, well, fuck it, he's half done. I'll just write the rest how
right.
I see the character. It was so incredibly ridiculous. Like, the character just completely changed.
Yeah, that sounds pretty terrible. I heard, you know that movie Killers with Ashton Kutcher? And
oh, my God.
I heard it's,
that
like,
so
the worst
bad.
Thing ever. On Metacritic, it got, like, a 17 or something.
Well,
it
I was wondering... worse than Taxi.
The movie? I've never seen Taxi.
Are you talking about the one with Queen Latifah?
Queen Latifah
oh, God,
and Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon?
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy, I don't know.
That pretty much killed his career,
oh,
didn't it?
Oh,
I mean,
God,
like, he was done after that. It was like, yeah, no. Sorry, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
But, what were we talking about?
Killers.
I was wondering, because Ashton Kutcher and that other chick...
Katherine Heigl.
I mean, they're both, you know, kind of shitheads, but,
yeah.
like, they're usually... like, when they put out a movie, it's usually a big deal.
Oh, man.
And this one, like, they kind of, like, snuck under the radar. Like, yeah, and by the way, they're going to be in this movie.
They did... Well, they did one of those... they did one of those things where they didn't even release it to critics beforehand.
Yeah.
Which is always a terrible sign that... They think the movie, even the producers know it's completely awful.
Well, isn't that like public? Because that's publicized when they don't release it to critics.
Yeah,
isn't that like automatically?
At this point, that's
like going to
become worse. Yeah,
it like a you know complete white flag. I mean, don't you just put it
right.
out to critics and get the shitty reviews and go from there?
At this point, it's becoming that because I think back in the day people didn't realize it, but now that becomes more of a story than just getting
yeah,
a shitty
I mean,
review.
If that's the story, they're like, oh, God,
so,
they even know it's shitty.
Did you hear that Roger Ebert, oh, you were the one that told me that,
mm-hmm.
refused to give Human Centipede any stars.
We need to watch Human Centipede.
I don't want
what the hell is Human Centipede?
Oh, God.
I don't want to watch it at all. I in fact, the trailer
if
was
something
so gross
Napier would come up
that
with.
I was like, there's no way I want to see this movie, but for some reason I feel as though we have to. Like, you know, as quasi, not really, not even a little bit journalists, I feel it would benefit us.
Explain
really. Journalists now?
Oh, absolutely, Napier. No, not at all. But anyway, okay. This is the plot of Human Centipede.
Yep.
They're in Germany, aren't they?
I don't know.
Two Americans females who both aren't very attractive.
Yeah.
They go to Germany on vacation. They rent a car. They're driving through the woods somewhere. They get a flat tire. Happens all the time.
Yep.
Typical horror movie. Something bad's going to happen. Great. They decide to go looking for something to use a phone, even though earlier in the trailer they were using cell phones. I guess their cell phones died. Happens. Okay.
Yeah, that's life.
So they find a random house in the woods.
Which is always a great sign.
Yeah, in horror movies, that happens to not very attractive females. Find a random house. Weird guy answers the door, so they're like, oh, yeah, this guy seems trustworthy, even though he's got the crazy eyes automatically.
Yep.
You know, why not? So they say, yeah, it's raining, can we come in? Because, of course, it's raining. It's a horror movie. It rains in horror movies. So they go inside to use the phone. I think his phone's probably dead or something. And he ends up attacking them, tying them up. There's an Asian guy in the basement. They're tied up next to the Asian guy. He straps them all to medical tables, and he says, I was a surgeon, and I specialized in separating conjoined twins.
Was it a guy?
Well, that makes sense.
I thought it was three girls. I mean, I don't know.
No, it was a guy and two girls. Believe me, I studied this thoroughly. And so his lifelong dream has always been to take three people and to conjoin them back together so that they share a digestive system. But his only real plan on doing that is to sew their mouths to the person in front of their ass to make a human centipede. So he's going to feed. Yeah, this is a problem. So he feeds one, and
then it shits.
That one shits into the one behind his mouth, and
then
she eventually shits into her mouth, and then she shits out the shit.
The Christ over
that
shit
is the movie.
I think I saw a fucking Japanese cartoon about that.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So, at the very end of the grossest part of the trailer, of course, is the... I mean, they pretty much give the whole plot away, and then at the very end, you hear the... sounds, which, you know, implies, I guess, that, you know, guy's about to shit. But that's the movie. Don't you
so
feel as though we have to watch this?
Where's the conflict? Like, what do they hope to gain by being, like... What does the centipede go on adventures?
You're thinking about it too. Yeah, after that, centipede goes to the dentist.
Wait a minute, how do they drink? I mean, obviously you can't be connected to both the anus and the piss hole.
Maybe they are. I don't know.
I don't know.
No, how would that work?
I don't know.
I mean, your mouth doesn't open that much.
Look,
I mean, I know this. I've tried.
I think you just put more thought into the movie than the guy who wrote it.
Oh, shit. Mentioning movies. Did you see the new, this new little fucking 7-minute Mortal Kombat trailer?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
With fucking Jerry Ryan. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
That was
God
fucking awesome.
Awesome?
Awesome!
That looks so
Napier,
bad.
Have you seen
terrible
the two Mortal Kombats that they put out?
No, Napier, that looks so bad.
That looks awesome.
Napier, I claim that it's gonna be the end of the gritty reboot.
It
this
needs
movie alone.
Mortal Kombat needs a gritty reboot. Did you see the two Mortal Kombats? It was soccer mom.
To be fair, I did see the first Mortal Kombat.
It was soccer mom friendly horseshit.
I think I went and saw both of them in the theaters. That doesn't mean they were good.
No, they were fucking horrible. And it was like fucking PG-13 shit. Soccer moms all across America started running their goddamn mouths about how horrible this video game was, and it's going to turn all their little fucking kids into goddamn psychopaths like me, and it didn't. It's only me
making human centipedes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the premise of Mortal Kombat is, oh, we have a tournament, and if you don't win, you die. I mean, that's Mortal Kombat. So how to make that into a movie?
It's impossible. There's no movie. There's no real plot.
You shouldn't.
No, but at the same time, they can make something that's based on Mortal Kombat, and it'd still be good.
Not every goddamn book, not every goddamn video game, not every goddamn 80s TV show needs to be made into a movie.
No, it doesn't.
Come up with an original goddamn idea.
Well, no,
but making sequels.
Wait,
it's awful. Go ahead.
1 second. It's not that everyone needs a movie. I certainly would like to see a Halo movie, but that's probably not going to happen.
No, they're making it.
No, they're not. Jackson, Jackson quit.
I'm sure that eventually they will.
So, either way, Mortal Kombat already had a movie. It had 3 fucking movies and like a direct-to-DVD cartoon.
Yeah.
It's been done. And it's been done shitty. And that was my childhood. And my childhood was playing this fucking game like a goddamn maniac, yet they shit all over it. They shit on my childhood, goddamn.
They're about to shit on it again. I hate to tell you this. They're going to shit on it one more time.
I want another chance to experience something awesome.
This movie coming out is going to be the third person in the Human Centipede, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's going to take the more shit and shit back out.
Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme and Raul Julia, that's how you make a goddamn movie.
Look at the last week in the box office, the big two openings were A-Team and Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Come up with some original ideas, Hollywood.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I did see A-Team.
Handed it its ass, didn't
it? Did you ever finish A-Team? Did you watch the end of it?
No, I didn't.
Oh. It was decent enough to finish.
Yeah, no, I'm going to. I just would... At the time, it was watch the rest of A-Team or go eat pancakes. And I do love pancakes.
I don't fucking get it. Why did they put Jackie Chan in the Karate Kid?
Why not?
Well, first off, the Japanese and Chinese don't fucking like each
other. Napier. Yes. Stop. Name 2 famous aging Asian people.
I'm sure if I had my... who was that one dude that played Master Roshi in fucking Dragon Ball?
Sounds to me like Napier cannot name 2 aging
famous Asian people. He was a pretty obvious choice to do it.
Yeah, I mean, like... There's only one thing.
No, look, you can't just put Jackie Chan in every Asian role.
Why not? That's what they've been doing.
Of course that's what they've been doing, but there's more Asian people than...
Jet Li. But he doesn't have any personality.
What about the guy from Crouching Tiger, the old dude?
Chow Yun Fat?
Yes.
Kung Pao...
Chicken?
there are a high number of fucking Japanese people that could have fucking done that goddamn movie, and it would have been better than putting Jackie Chan in it.
Jackie Chan? The obvious poor casting was the fucking Will Smith kid.
You know what? Fuck that little bastard for one moment. Just screw him. He's worthless. He never should have been cast anyway, but Jackie Chan is a legitimate actor, and he shouldn't have been in that goddamn movie.
Made money.
Of course it made money.
Well,
and you know
actually.
What?
Until people stop going and seeing this bullshit, they're going to keep making it.
So, you know, we've been doing the Hollywood Fantasy League, as I've mentioned many times on this thing. The big lesson that I think we've all learned is that kids' movies dominate.
They do.
Other than Iron Man 2, like the top 3 movies after that are going to be all...
Train Your Dragon and Shrek and
Toy Story is coming
Toy
out next
Story
week.
Toy Story will probably be huge. Yeah.
They're going to be huge.
Yeah. No, kids' movies, I'll tell you what, that when you guys were starting to do that, Sarah was asking me my thoughts, and I kind of had that thought, you know, kids, I said, hey, third round, if you're thinking something, that one with Brendan Fraser that all the animals attack
him. See, that did terrible, though.
Yeah, it did, but I thought kid movie, I thought it would
Yeah, they're kind of hit or miss, I guess, because,
like,
Shrek and all those do great, but...
But no, animated shit.
Oh, man, the Brendan Fraser movie is terrible.
Yeah.
That did nothing.
Yeah, animated shit, take that shit to the bank, man, because, not all DreamWorks movies do well, but all the Pixar shit is huge.
You know?
How's that peanut butter sandwich there? But I could use some jelly.
Yeah.
The bread went fucking stale rather quickly.
The bread went stale in the time it sat on your lap there? Wow.
I'm starting to get fucking hard like my cock.
I I've heard that peanut butter gives you bad dreams. You're going to have bad dreams tonight.
What?
That's not even possible. Yeah,
maybe that's an old wives' tale, but that's my mommy used to tell me. She used to tell me I can't eat peanut butter late at night because it gives you bad dreams.
I think it's false.
Just remember, when you shit in your dreams, you shit for real.
Is that true?
No.
No.
So what else is going on?
Not a lot. I've heard that there are some great stories. Chris informed me that there is a song,
yes,
that can be played that cheers you up instantly.
That is true, and I don't even know what it is, to be honest.
Put three fingers in her mouth.
No, he said that Jesse was in kind of a sour mood.
Yeah,
and they played a song,
story.
And he got to a point where he was dancing. Jesse was up dancing.
That is a true story. I was super hungover and I was all sunburned and I was like, God, I don't even want to like go to the beach again today. Like this is fucking whatever. And they put on the song, and it was just very light and very like happy. And before you know it, I was up and I was dancing and I was like, I feel great. I feel fantastic.
Was it Erasure's Always?
No, I don't think it's like. Lover, you don't treat me no good no more, or something like that.
What was that?
I'd never heard it before.
You never heard it before?
Did
it
kind of
have like
before.
a upbeat, or was it kind of?
Yeah, it was kind of upbeat.
See, because that doesn't sound like a happy song title to me. That sounds kind of like a bummer song.
What about Hamster Dance Remix?
There's a great new game we played, Mike. You would love this, by the way.
All right.
I was unaware that you could take like. One of your iPhone applications that does the song, like Shazam, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you can hold it up to a song and it'll for like 10 seconds and it'll tell you what the song is, you know? You can sing into those, and if you're good enough, it'll work.
No.
Yes. So that was the game, is you choose a song, you'd sing into it, and if you got it right, you got to, like, hand out drinks, and if you got it wrong, you had to, like, drink five or
but
whatever.
But it says specifically that it won't do that. And actually, Shazam has gone to shit.
It fucking lies to you, because you can do it. I've seen it.
I'm looking play for... Will it fit?
Do you remember...
It was like, I don't even... It was old. It wasn't even that new.
I remember on Corolla, he used to like, rage out, and then they'd play Falling by LeBlanc and Carr.
Yeah.
And he would always be... And
that's how I felt.
Yeah.
I fell down in the dumps until I
have to.
So you want to hear about the cop that came?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I heard the story. Napier hasn't heard
I'll
the
tell
story.
Napier. Yeah. So we're in Florida, and there's about a group of six or seven of us, and we're all getting pretty drunk. We're playing some beer pong. We're in this condo on the beach. You know, it's kind of like a six story thing. And we've got our own little balcony, and so we're getting pretty hammered. And at some point, as we often do with my group of friends, we go out on the balcony and we start this like impromptu karaoke contest where we start singing like Hooting the Blowfish and like all these old like 80s songs like the Growing Pains theme song and stuff like that.
So when you get drunk, you freestyle karaoke?
Well, not really karaoke, just a cappella. We all sing together. We all just...
So
it sounds a lot straighter than I'm making it sound right now. We don't get together and like... And, like, we're not, like, on key. We're just, like, drunkenly going through the...
Let her cry!
We're, like, Bon Jovi and stuff like that,
Oh, by the way, Jesse karaoke.
tonight?
Oh,
yeah.
Knows. I mean, we still got, 25 minutes.
So there we are. We're on the balcony. We're singing our heads off. And eventually we figure out that there's someone on the ground floor, on the outside, shining a flashlight up at us. And so we're like... Jesus, like, what the hell is that? And we stop singing for a second, and then we hear him go, "What room are you in?" And we're like, looking at each other, "What room are you in?" And we're like, my buddy goes, "723?" He goes, "There is no 723! Because there's only six stories. And at that point, we all look at each other like, "Oh, shit! He knows how many floors we're on! We're fucked!" We thought we could just lie to him. So then finally, it was terrible. So then he, like, runs off. And we see that it's a cop, and we're like, oh, shit, So Sarah goes and, like, hides in the bedroom, and, everyone else is, like, kind of freaking out.
What, did she have a warrant?
No. She claims
warrant.
She's
yeah.
from NoCo. She's from NoCo, so when the cops come, she just hides out of instinct.
I'm from North County. I don't give a shit unless I got a warrant out for me.
In the hood, apparently, so
So did I roll through a red light camera like six times in an hour and they, like, oh, fuck this dude. Grab him and cornhole him. He's not paying for all these. Get some enjoyment out of him. Whip his ass and kick him in the shins.
Is that what they do in North County?
We don't talk about it. But, yeah, it can.
You know, you don't have to pay for what? I'll come back to that. So, you don't have to pay for red light ticket, the camera tickets. They can't prove that you were driving it.
No. Who told you that?
No, that's a true statement.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, in North... Okay, in Missouri, if you get hit by a red light camera, they count it as a parking violation. You don't have to be in your car to get a parking violation. Your car just has to be doing something. Doesn't matter who's in.
I read that it was... They couldn't prove who was in the car, so they still issue you a ticket... But it's not a legal thing. It's a civil matter.
No.
So they can still come after you for the money.
Yeah, that's the point.
Right, but they'll never be able to get... They'll never collect on it because it's like a $50 ticket, and so it's not worth the hassle of them trying
to
track you down.
It is because of the volume that they have. Not like the fucking government doesn't go after you, like North County or, you know, St. Charles County. They're not going after you for it. They turn that over to a collection agency for
right.
a fee. They don't get the fucking county government doesn't give a shit about your money. They've already sold off whatever you did to this
right.
other company,
yeah,
and then they go after you.
Right, but I read that they weren't even like prosecuting them because they what like they'll just spray out a net of 100 tickets, hope 50 people pay out of guilt or you know because they think it's legal. And then the other 50, they're just saying, you know what, fuck it, we can't, it's not worth it to go track them down.
No,
that's
that whole, you don't have to pay taxes because they're not, it's not constitutional. No, look,
no,
if they're doing something nine times, like, out of a million, you might find a case where, yeah, county government did something and maybe it wasn't legal. Look, these guys have lawyers, they know what they're doing. It's not.
Allow me to tell you this little piece of info.
Okay.
So one time I was in Kansas City and I parked overnight in this parking lot that was, you know, pay for whatever, and I paid my money for it, but then I guess it wasn't for like all day or whatever, so I get this ticket. Well, I noticed the ticket is not criminal. It's not from the city of whatever. It's just like this guy's parking lot. It's a civil thing. So I'm like, well, fuck this guy. I'm not giving him his $17 or $20 or whatever it was. Come get me. So sure enough, I get a letter in the mail that says, oh, hey, we noticed that you still didn't pay this. So now it's $75 because you didn't pay it. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm still not doing it. And then sure enough, a letter came like a year later that said, you know, all charges dropped, blah, blah. We're not taking you to court over $75, so it's over.
So this was like a ticket written from like Carl's garage.
It was a civil. Yeah, it was. It was still from like some legal entity.
Yeah,
but it was not a a criminal matter. So it's like all they could do is take you to court.
Went from 17 to 75.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good
again
jump.
To try to scare you because they hope that some percentage of the people will still be like, oh God, $75, I'm gonna go to jail. No, civil.
Well, they could issue it as it's a bill for leaving your car longer there than you should have or something
right,
along those lines. And then they put it as, you know, well, you didn't pay your bill. It's going to a collection agency. And you get this little thing on your credit report. If you don't, you know, give a shit about that, you know, there's nothing
right.
they can do.
So
but that's not the same as the red light cameras, though.
I think
that's
it is.
That's Bob's parking lot. This is... St. Charles County or wherever the fuck the...
No, see, I heard it was. I don't know. I've never gotten one, but I heard it was. I heard it was not a... It was a civil thing that...
Well, it's not a moving violation. I mean, it's nothing... You're not... By not paying it, you're not going to lose points or anything
right.
on your license.
So anyway, so there we are. So the cop's coming upstairs, okay? And...
Yeah, that was a really long...
I know. I knew it would be. So the cop's coming upstairs, and my buddy Jers, who had, like, moments ago, he was wearing a dress at the time because... We're playing beer pong, and he, like, gets into his psych outs pretty hard. So he went and put on one of his girlfriend's, like, you know, not dresses, but things that go over the bikini, you know what I'm saying? Like the...
The little skirt thing?
Yeah. He, like, put one of those on, and then at one point, he just, like, started pissing himself.
Was that all he was wearing?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh. He was pissing himself on purpose, or
he pissed himself on purpose because he thought it'd be
hilarious. Or he just forgot there was a flap there and he needed to lift it so he could take his penis out.
No, at some point he thought it was hilarious to be standing there playing beer pong while piss was just running down his leg. I'm
so where
you,
is he?
We were getting a little crazy. All right,
he's pissed in a hotel room or like
it's like a condo.
So he pissed in somebody's.
He cleaned it up, but yes,
he's still
did.
Okay.
Well,
that makes it okay,
yeah.
Napes.
He cleaned it up, but yeah, he pissed in somebody's condo.
Okay.
So well, anyway.
Good for him.
So like I said, so this is the guy that goes, I got this. I got it. Everyone just have a seat. I'll take care of the cop. And so Chris Dick, you know, was like, well, guys, I haven't had that much to drink. I've been hanging out. I'm not that drunk. Why don't you let me handle it? And apparently I told Chris, no, let jurors handle it. It'll be way funnier if the guy who just had to change out of his dress has to deal with the cop, you know, because none of us are worried at all because they've got nothing on us. You know, we didn't even get a warning. What the worst thing we get is some sort of NORS violation. None of us are underage. We're not worried about it.
So Chris said the guy had banana smeared all over his face, too.
That's probably true as well. So the cop, you know, anyway, Jerz lets him in and, you know, he barges in and, you know, the place is a wreck. We've been, you know, like I said, we've been playing beer pong. There's beer all over the place. There's literally piss on the floor. And the cop's like, what the hell's going on in here? You know, what are you guys doing? Like, Jared's like, well, I know the place isn't in the best of shape, officer, but, you know, we're trying to keep it down, whatever. So the cop takes all of our IDs, and he's like, you guys are going to get kicked out of here. I'm getting you guys kicked out of here. He's a total dick. Total dick. So he, like, tries to get on the horn to... Well, he goes next door. Our buddy Meyer...
This is a real cop, not like a security guard that they hired.
No, real cop. He goes next door because our buddy Myers, he asked us who the reservation was under. We're like, John Meyer. And he's like, well, who's that? I'm like, well, he's next door. You know, he's not with us. He's like, you guys, he knows you guys are over here wrecking this place? I'm like, yeah, I think he knows. So, and we're like, but don't go over there because his wife's pregnant. We don't want to wake her up. And he goes, think about all the pregnant wives you guys woke up with your little concert out there, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think, you know, and the whole time I'm just like, well, I think we had beautiful music. I don't understand what the problem was.
That concert was free.
We should be getting money, if anything. So anyway, he goes next door, talks to John. He gets the you know, all the paperwork for the condo, tries to call the condo association, whatever, get us kicked out. Shocker, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday, no one's answering their phones.
Yeah,
no
sure.
You know, he comes back over and he's like, all right, everybody have a seat. You know, he's like, gives us this big lecture about how we're not 19 anymore and how we, you know, have to, you know, be grown ups, gives us all our IDs back. And as soon as he leaves, we're all just like, fuck you. Like, who cares? I'm sitting here, I'm dancing, doing the DX suck it all over the place. I'm just like, get out of here. Like, you didn't scare us at all, you know, what the fuck? You're such a dick.
You know, you should have done the man thing and shit off the balcony. That's
so
what I would have done.
Had you gotten kicked out of the condo, which I'm sure you probably wouldn't have. I don't see how you could have.
I would have been somewhat worried had we got a warning.
But my question is, would you all have just moved over to John's condo?
Probably like, for the night? Probably.
Like, oh, okay. Well, we'll just be right next door.
Yeah, we probably would have. But so apparently, so a couple other funny little things from that incident. So apparently the cop was sitting outside for the rest of the night just waiting for a repeat or whatever. And he was talking on his walkie-talkie all the time. And, you know, like another cop came over there talking, whatever, just waiting for something to happen. So my buddy Eric, being an asshole, just goes out there and goes, can you guys keep it down? We're trying to sleep up here. To the cops, they were like outside. And then, so the other funny thing is, so the next day we're at the pool, and there's like a bunch of people from the condo at the pool, a bunch of kids and, you know, older people and whatever, and we were talking about the incident, because someone said, I heard some cops last night. We're like, yeah, that was us, we're sorry. You know, and we told them what happened, and they're like, we didn't hear you guys at all. The only thing we heard was this cop yelling at you guys. You know, we didn't hear you guys singing at all. I was like, that's right. That's goddamn right.
That's funny.
I'm so pissed.
Well, because the cop was yelling inside. You guys were yelling outside.
Yeah, well, he was outside yelling up at us, I guess is what they heard.
Oh.
At one point, he didn't come in, but when he was asking us for a room number, he was outside yelling at us, and they're like, apparently that's what they heard. It's a fucking asshole.
All right, we'll move right into the garbage burger story.
Oh, the garbage burger.
Yeah.
So, me and Chris got, we went to this, well, we all went to this restaurant, and we look into the menu, and Chris goes, hey, Jesse, there's a garbage burger. Go read the description. I was like, okay. It says, garbage burger. Everything we have in the kitchen, or, you know, something along those lines, on this burger, completely disgusting. Is what it says.
Do not order it.
Do not order it. Yeah. So immediately I slam the menu shut and say, well, I'm getting a garbage burger. Chris says, me too. And I said, all right, we have to see who can eat this thing. And Under no circumstances do you ask what's on it, because you can't back down now, okay? So Chris orders the garbage burger, and the waiter's like, are you sure? There's like a hole. We're like, no, stop the room, we don't hear anything. So, you know, we don't hear it, and so here comes, you know, our food comes out, and it's these giant burgers like this. They're easily a foot tall, okay, easily. Burger, like guacamole, salsa, jalapeno.
Ooh, that actually sounds kind of good.
Wait, it gets worse. Sauerkraut, corned beef, Spam, pineapple,
Vegemite.
A restaurant has Spam.
Spam.
People request Spam.
I don't know.
They probably have Spam in cans. It's not like that shit expires. They probably just have it back
there. It was
there
disgusting.
For
and
assholes
and
that order the garbage.
An ice cream sundae on top of the entire burger.
How do you hold it?
You don't. You just eat it with a fork. And it was gross. Me and Chris, I won because I ate more of it than he did, but it was pretty disgusting. I got down all the way to the burger. I got about halfway. And the burger's like the... It's like a half-pound burger, at least, you know. I got down to about the half of the burger section. It was pretty disgusting. And like, the chocolate syrup just runs down the top on everything. So, like, you're eating, like, part of layer 5, and you're still getting, like, chocolate syrup with every bite. It's pretty... It was a much worse...
It's making you hungry, isn't it?
Burger.
Yeah, it is, kind
of. No, it was disgusting. You want no part
as
of it.
As long as there was no sour cream, it would have been okay.
Well, that's funny. As Chris goes, he's eating the middle of his garbage burger, and he goes, you know what this burger's missing? Ranch dressing. Like, this burger's not missing anything. What are you talking about? It's disgusting.
That's funny.
Well, now I'm hungry.
It was gross. No, it was no good. And peanut butter, I believe, was on it as well.
Ooh. And jelly? No jelly.
No jelly, I don't think.
Faggots.
Chris sent me a text message when you guys were on your way back of a... It was a picture of a framed, autographed CD of Jewel.
Yeah.
But it was like a burnt CD. And it was $20 for a framed, burnt CD signed
by
Jewel.
This gas station had a bunch of those. Did blank CDs of people signed, you know.
Why would an artist sign a CD that somebody stole?
Well, that's the comedy in the whole
Well, it wasn't like burned. It wasn't burned to Jewel. It was just like a blank CD.
It was
CD.
Like a blank CD.
A blank CD.
Do you think they just have CDs and they're like, if they see somebody, or they're probably not really, I mean, I guess you can't really have a certificate of authenticity for something
right.
If the
CD isn't even authentic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. I mean, I guess maybe if somebody knew how to distinguish handwriting, I guess they could.
Yeah. They probably have mid-range people. They probably don't have, like, Mick Jagger. It's probably all, like, people they could get $20.
They did have some Garth Brooks, which is odd. But they, yeah, it was all, like, Jewel and there was some Shania Twain, I believe.
I mean, even them. I mean, they're pretty big stars.
Right.
But they're not, the biggest stars.
Right. Speaking of country music people, I've been waiting for something for a long time. And I think it's finally happened. Apparently Miley Cyrus has become a whore.
Oh, did you see the new thing where she has wings and...
She has wings?
She has wings now. In her new video, she has, like, wings.
Cue it up.
Oh, God, really? The song is awful.
Get on the Google machine.
Like, aren't you, like...
Everybody at this point has pretty much, like, just decided...
I thought she was quitting her music career or something. What happened to that?
Yeah, she was going to become a new Paris Hilton.
No,
whore.
She's not quitting her music career. I think she's just taking it in a new slutty direction.
Oh!
Like, she's not going to... She's quitting her Disney teeny bopper music career and moving
she's
on
ready to be
into,
full-on whore bag.
Yeah, when Britney Spears came out in the red thing.
Right. Oops, I did it again.
Yeah. That's odd.
God, your internet's terrible.
Oh, God, I wish I knew the name of that song. Actually, I'm glad I don't.
At least the ad loaded okay.
Yeah, the ad loaded just fine. That's
priorities.
Yeah, you know. No. Oh, that's it. That's it.
Can't be tamed.
Yeah, I was wrong. I thought it was saved. Apparently it's tamed.
This is a cover.
Well, then
no, you top right. There you go.
How long do you think it's going to take?
Down one. Yep.
Yeah. She's a like a bird human.
How long, like, do you think it's going to take for her to come out of a SUV with no panties? You can see her twat.
Probably pretty soon. They couldn't.
How old is she?
Because she's not 18.
She's 18, isn't she?
I don't think so.
How old is she?
I think she's like 16.
No, she's older than that.
She's got to be 18.
I don't think she is.
Are you sure?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Oh! Oh!
You motherfucker!
It says parody on it.
Oh my god.
It's an official spoof. We don't want that.
Turn that off.
Oh my god. Your
call's a bad answer. How the fuck do you make an official parody?
I almost kind of want to hear his spoof.
Fuck his faggotry.
This is the real video, I'm assuming?
I don't know. You can... Oh, no.
No. No, it isn't.
I want to see the real video, Mike. Yeah. No, there you go.
Yeah, there
it's
we
so...
It's official so music video review. What the fuck?
God!
This is what you get...
Jesus fucking Christ!
Presentation.
Why can't you just watch a video anymore? Why are all these homos mislabeling stuff? They should all just be...
So they can get hits on their little fucking things, so the advertisers pay them more money.
Oh, it's so...
You do realize, like, half these fucking people on YouTube are paid to do it, right?
11 seconds!
You get an idea, bro.
Nope, I need to see more.
Well,
why?
There's no reason to see more of that. It's
why?
Just, it's just some fucking little girl getting pissed off that her daddy doesn't want her showing her twat to
why
people.
Why is it so loud?
Because he's got the volume up.
I do have
that's
the volume up kind of loud, don't I? It's
if this one doesn't work, I'll be done.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
I'm looking to see how old she is.
You're looking that
she's
up.
17.
17, yeah. So, Napier, another year before her... an error occurred.
Bloody.
An error occurred...
What's that girl that played that little girl in fucking Harry Potter?
Who cares?
Because the day that she turned 18, somebody got a picture of her panties as she got out of an SUV, and you could see her pubes and giny flaps.
Huh. The day she turned 18?
The day she turned 18, wow. She was going to a party, and you could see her giny flaps and pubic hair.
Chick with a birdcage on her head. See, like, they're
after this, I want you to Google... Keisha on Saturday Night Live, because I haven't seen it yet, but I heard
it was so bad.
I want to see it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it was so bad. Well, I mean, she's bad to begin with, but then they put her on Saturday Night Live.
I heard it's awful, and I want to see the awfulness.
Yeah, look, it's a 17-year-old girl dressed up like a whore with bird wings. I'm a 17-year-old girl. I'm a whore. Look at my bird wings.
Underneath this cat suit, there's a whole mess of gonorrhea. Check out my syphilis sores on my twat.
My dad was the achy, breaky heart guy.
Yes, he was.
He made that one song, and then all these whores started trying to fuck him. And one time, his nut juice turned into me.
I'm sure the song's awful, too.
Did that guy just grab her tit?
Yeah.
Close to it.
They... put her in a bird cage, and look at how far apart the bars are.
She could easily get out of
they
that.
They all just walk out. So, the question is, why did they even put her in the bird cage? Why is the bird cage even there?
That's not my question.
I think the bird cage is meant to represent Daddy's rules about not getting fucked in the ass.
My question is, you know, why are these band birds? Why are they doing a choreographed dance to a terrible song?
You know, that's why I've never understood...
See, look, she just got out of it. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I've never understood musicals. Like, in real life, how do people all know the words to the song?
Well, they don't. You have to suspend disbelief. Oh, God. That was in the real song?
I guess.
Why are we watching this?
I'm not really sure.
Look up Keisha on Saturday Night Live.
Not only are we watching it, Napier... but we went through, like, four or five failed attempts to get to it.
I swear to God, if I had a fucking kid and she pulled some shit like this, the very first thing I would send her is a letter of disownment and tell her that I should have put it in her mom's ass so that that sperm that became her could live in shit for 20 seconds of life and then die. And I would be a happier parent.
I don't think SNL isn't on YouTube, right?
Well, I don't know. No, they get taken off pretty quickly.
Billy Ray's meal ticket, though. She's going to let her do whatever she wants.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Look at this.
What
weird
the fuck?
Dump.
Oh, my God. She's terrible, too.
She's not talented at all.
They look like some bad guys from Batman Forever.
It almost kind of looks like the bad guys in the California Love video, doesn't it?
California. Oh, yes. Oh, who likes this shit?
You know what?
I have no
idea. If I were making a movie, swear to fucking God,
done with that shit.
One of the things that I would do is I would have a rape scene, and in the background there'd be like a 60-inch plasma television with that plastered on it as some girl gets the shit kicked out of her and raped. And you know what? Nobody would fucking pay attention to the rape because they would see that dumb whore doing stupid shit like, what the fuck is that? That's actually dumber than rape. There we go.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yep.
Do you have any idea what he just said?
No. I mean, I understood what he said. I don't really get it, though.
So you're saying that you would put a rape scene
to
see if people noticed the rape?
Yeah.
Or if they were watching.
Well, I mean, like, you would watch, like, you'd go to the theaters, and then there'd be this video playing, and most people would just concentrate on the video, and everybody would go home, and they'd get on the internet, like, oh, did you know that there was a girl getting raped in front of that video that everybody was watching?
Now I get it. I always thought he was someone
in the movie.
And then
they would have to go back to go see it. Ah, double tickets.
So it's a marketing thing.
Yeah, of course. I still like Chris Dick's idea about a rape scene to Kodachrome.
No, that was his sex position. It was to choke a girl while singing Kodachrome. It was called the Paul Simon bow tie.
Oh,
yeah. Which we should what was yours? The Lady Gaga chocolate hot dog surprise.
Yep. Right.
See, we've invented two. Maybe we should put those both up on Urban Dictionary since now they're,
they're real
positions. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never tried either one of them, though.
I only go to Urban Dictionary
one
to look
up dirty
words.
One of them
would
be a lot easier to try than the other one. The other one involves a gay, black,
right.
Transvestite. The other one just involves, choking a girl and singing.
Sing a song.
Yeah, mine's better.
Which is what I do every time anyway, so.
Yeah. You ever sing a Paul Simon song while fucking?
Well, I stick with Hootie, usually.
Usually?
Yeah.
I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry.
That's right.
What?
Well,
I think Jesse should do...
That's what you do now when your career's kind of going down the toilet. You just become a country artist. They accept anybody. They took Jessica Simpson, they took Hootie, they took Jewel, Who else did they take?
Jessica Simpson wasn't...
She became a country artist, and they just
really?
Took her just fine.
She was always kind of like rednecky white trash, wasn't she?
Yeah, but she was a pop star, and now she's a country artist. That's what you
define
do.
Artist.
Well, you know what I mean. None of them are... I mean, they sing about the same shit.
Well, yeah.
Then again, so does everybody else. What is it? It's love, breakups,
Beer.
You know what? If country songs were real, number one, there'd be a lot more songs about meth and crank and tying up your sister in the back of a shack and fucking her.
Yeah.
You know what? That'd be a real country song. Nobody makes real country songs anymore. Like, oh, my daddy was making meth and it blew my house up.
Disbelieving in evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Wait. ICP did a song about that.
What?
It was called Miracles.
Miracle? It's called Magic, wasn't it?
No,
or was it
Miracles? No,
it was
Miracles.
I've seen it. It's fucking great.
Okay, in this song, Miracles, the fucking white trash ICP bastards start talking about miracles, and then all of a sudden they switch it up to, like, how do magnets work?
Yes.
That's not a miracle or magic. You motherfucker.
It's, no, this is real. It's really funny. It's like all these things they don't understand that it's magic.
And then
they
magnets.
They start talking about shit like...
Are they talking... No, go, is it like pro-God? Or they're
no,
like,
no, go,
God exists because there's magnets?
Cue it up.
What am I queuing up? Put in... How the fuck do magnets work into YouTube? That's all you have to type. How the fuck do magnets work?
Miley Cyrus, Keisha, and how the fuck do magnets work?
No, type in fucking magnets. How do they work? That's the entire line.
That he's right. This is good times.
Oh,
Jesus.
Goddamn internet.
System is down.
Seriously, when we're done podcasting, will one of you help me put my doorknob on?
Right now, I have a deadbolt on my front door, but no doorknob.
Dude, just put a sock in the door, like, hole. Just put a sock in there. Nobody's going to notice.
You don't think anybody will notice?
No, just okay. Like...
Magnets.
Fucking magnets.
Fucking magnets.
Oh, it has to be
fucking magnets. Fucking magnets. Just type in fucking magnets. It'll come in.
Fucking... Gee, what album is this on? This sounds like something that I need to add to my iPod. How fucking magnets...
No, don't.
Is this it?
Yeah. I think that's it.
It's 9 minutes and 33 seconds.
No. That's with commentary.
That's with commentary. It's alright. Yeah. You get the point.
People don't appreciate miracles anymore. One of the lines in this song is fucking magnets. How do they work? That's a good point.
We got a theory about magic. Miracle. Yeah. If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I see miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day. Oceans spanning beyond my sight, and a million stars way above them at night. You don't have to be high to look in the sky and know that's a miracle. Open wide. Look at the mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater. Please, hot lava, snow, rain, and fog.
Don't play their commentary crap.
Yeah.
Are they being serious or is this like a joke?
This is really an ICP song.
Yeah, but ICP are like they joke about stuff.
No, this is real.
They're dumb.
No, this is how fucking stupid they are.
The birth of my kids, I see shit that'll shock your eyelids. The sun and the moon, and even Mars. The Milky Way, a fucking shooting star. UFOs.
Nah, fucking.
What? Why? What are they? Did ICP turn a corner at some point?
Yeah, after Eminem.
I think they're just totally drugged out at this point.
Look, I think Eminem pulled a gun on them at some point, and they said, "Okay, fuck this."
Is this some kind of religious thing, or is this just?
No, this is just dumb white trash being dumb white trash, and eventually, you know, some of them get music careers, and they
fucking magnets, man. How do they work?
Yeah. Go back. Go to the fucking There was one that
back.
You missed. Yeah, go back.
Press back.
Can we be done with this? Or?
No.
No, you got to actually play the damn clip.
Oh my god.
Just find
okay,
the
okay.
Fucking,
the, fucking
do,
magnets. That there you go.
Yeah, there
right
you go.
There.
That's
fucking magnets.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
Huh. You know, that's like that. Dumbass broad on The View saying she doesn't know that the world isn't flat.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you just be immediately drawn and quartered for saying that?
You shouldn't be allowed to be on TV, certainly.
Of course not.
I mean, like, that's a show where, like, they give their opinions and, like, you know.
Right.
I mean, like, would you ever take anything she ever said seriously?
No.
Again? You're like...
Fucking magnets, how do they work? Fucking magnets, how do they work? Fucking magnets, how do they work? Fucking magnets, how do they work?
He looks so serious when he says it too. It's like,
look at the look. Like when you look into his eyes, you can see that there's nothing fucking there.
Except wonder.
Except wonder and amazement at the fucking lights that he turns on every fucking day. Oh, how does electricity work? I can't see it going through there. And the copper wires?
Must be
magic.
They're
solid. What's going through them? Not electricity. How is it going to...
Magic. Fucking magnets. How do they work? Must be magic.
I really wish I could live in that kind of wonderful world where... Everything around me is magic and
the last
just
time
great
I
things.
Saw ICP, the fat one came in. I think they were on Howard. The fat one came in and he had a whole roll of duct tape, and he had duct taped one of his fists, and he was just walking around with like a big duct tape, like a battering ram hand. And like
why?
It wasn't really explained. Like, you know, they asked him why.
Can we agree that that's probably the biggest two retards ever?
They're probably up there. Yeah, but you know what? I mean, they come to St. Louis every year, and every year they sell that place out.
That's ridiculous.
Well, there's a lot of really dumb fucking white trash in this town.
Shouldn't would anyone be opposed to just like blowing up the Hey, free ICP concert.
Yeah.
Come on in. Free ICP and the Yin Yang Twins. The Yin Yang Twins and ICP are given. But only to true fans will they be there. And then they'll.
Yeah, you have to have.
Blow it up.
You have to have that hatchet man on your car.
Yeah.
I see that hatchet man all the time and I'm thinking, oh, God.
You know what makes me really sad?
Do you know who is opening for ICP when they come?
No.
I saw it advertised. They're going to be at Pops. Coolio. I shit you not. Coolio is opening for ICP.
The little hatchet man makes me sad. Do you know why the little hatchet man makes me sad?
I'd love to hear it.
Apparently somebody... It was like a bunch of really big ICP fans, like these two people. From what I understand, I might be wrong. Now, keep in mind, I don't know the full story, and I might be wrong. From what I understand, this guy and this girl were really big ICP fans, along with really heavy drug addicts. And as heavy drug addicts do, sometimes they fuck, and they forget to put on condoms or take birth control pills.
It happens, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So... They had this kid,
how'd a condom
and, it,
work,
and I'm pretty sure it died from drugs somehow. Like, that's what I understood. I might be wrong. And then when they buried the little kid, they buried him in an ICP coffin with the little hatchet man on the front of the coffin.
Oh my God. Kiss coffins.
Yeah.
I would be buried
for
10
babies?
Times in a kiss coffin.
Yeah.
For babies. Little baby kiss coffins, though.
Probably, I'm sure they do.
ICP
kiss everything. Oh, by the way.
Fucking magnets, how do they work? Fucking magnets, how do they work? Fucking magnets, how do they work?
Yeah, good times.
Let's go home.
Is it time?
Yeah.
Can we get sandwiches?
I want a sandwich.
Fuck yeah, I want a sandwich.
Oh my God.
I had a sandwich.
I had a sandwich, but I want something more fulfilling.
What does that say?
9:13.
Oh, God, I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I gotta get back to work.
All right, bye.
Bye.
See you now, faggots.
Fucking magnets. How do they work?
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey everybody, there's like 100 ways to follow us. I'm gonna give you all of them. Maybe you're a blog person. Well, wfodix.blogspot.com. That's our blog. If you just like our website, wfodix.podbean.com. That's our homepage. If you're a Twitter person, @wfodix. Maybe you're super anti-technology and you just like to use the phone. 314-266-WFOD. That's 314-266-WFOD. 9363. Or if you just want to email us, wfodicks@live.com. See you in hell, faggots!